See if anyone watches it when it's recorded. Yeah, well, welcome to the Identity Implementers call. As a reminder, we adhere to the Linux Foundation antitrust policy. I'll go ahead and share my screen real quick. No speaker today, but we do have some announcements, which are that IIW is coming up April 18th to the 20th, and the NIST Digital Identity Guidelines have some not SSI friendly wording, and members are encouraged to go look at the draft and email any comments to digcomments@nist.gov. So that deadline is tomorrow. If you'd like to make your thoughts known on that. And jumping right into working group updates. Looks like the main identity group hasn't met since we last did. The Hyperledger Indie Contributors Working Group met on the 14th. Were you able to make this call?
No, nope.
All right. Well, it looks like they were talking about the Sovereign Node Pipeline and some other stuff here. And then some conversation on the Identity Method. The Hyperledger Aries Working Group met on the 22nd, and they were discussing some URL-based OCA hosting stuff. And the one before that, which we haven't covered yet, is peer-to-peer updates, some more OCA next steps, and PR issue reviews. The Aries Bifold Group looks like they also met on the 14th. Were you able to make this one? Sorry, I realized that I skipped the last one, but
No, most of these the Hyperledger stuff I'm not active in. Trust over IP I'm more active in.
makes sense. Well, yeah, Bifold looks like they're reviewing some PR stuff. Learning about some new stuff in Australia with their mobile identity solution, so that's pretty cool. And then creating an AFJ mediator to help along the ACPI version. Aries Cloud Python User Group, they met on the 21st and they're updating the BC Gov CWU Anon Creds library in ACPI. And it looks like Indicio was tasked with that one. And then some ACPI plugins reimagined and ACPI some other stuff. Looks like Aries Framework JavaScript met on the 16th. Was anyone able to make that meeting? Welcome, Lynn. I saw you came in. Okay. They discussed some DIDCOM stuff and a new AFJ release. Looks like Hyperledger Ursa hasn't met for a while. Anon Creds. Looks like they've been talking about moving the timing of their meeting, as well as an update to a non-creds v2 working group, and maybe putting on a non-creds workshop, which would be very interesting. Trust over IP Foundation met on the 15th. Was anyone able to make the all members meeting here on the 15th?
Yeah, but now I can't remember. We had a guest speaker, but I can't remember. Does it say here?
It does. Was it Liz Tanner? Was it Secretary for Rhode Island?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, so she was explaining their digital identity approach. You know, she said it was, based on the Estonia approach, which I'm very familiar with, but it really wasn't, but yeah, anyhow, so she did do that. I believe she shared her, yeah, there's no link here. She shared her presentation. Yeah, it was more of a enterprise solution than decentralized, self-sovereign identity type of solution. It was my, short takeaway.
All right. Well, thank you. That's good to know and an interesting take on it. I'm sure if you find you probably can find the link in the meeting notes for her presentation. So that's cool. Looks like the steering committee hasn't met since our last meeting. The communications committee met on March 10th. Was anyone able to make this meeting?
The NIST 863-4 comments, I basically wrote those, but it basically amounted to their speaking of enterprise there. So NIST 3-4 is their first update since 2017 of that spec, and the spec is very it came out of, well, September 11th. It came out of Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 that said all federal workers and contractors should have a form of digital identity for, basically a PIV card for secure access to logical and physical access control. And it's very agency specific. Every interaction requires a credential service provider to hold the authenticators of the subscriber. So every subscriber, every time they go to a relying party and say, "I'm Dan, I'm going to prove myself," the relying party has to go back to the credential service provider to say, to authenticate my identity claim. It's so not SSI friendly. Now, I was trying to be nice in my review, but bottom line, it's not SSI friendly at all. They mention verifiable credential and mobile driver's license in the text, but not how to use it. They just give a quick mention. So on a diff review of the spec, I asked NIST, "Well, why do you even bother mentioning them when you don't support verifiable credentials whatsoever?" They basically said, "Well, we don't, but the inference was that you could use it for identity proofing, that if you had a verifiable credential, that that let's say Department of State claimed that I'm Dan, like my passport does, that I could use that as an identity claim in the identity proofing process, not in the authentication process." I thought it was kind of, well, anyhow. So basically, I distilled my dozens of comments into seven, and that's what we submitted. And I believe we're making them available. I'm sure I mean, there's nothing private about it. We could share them if people are interested in them.
All
But
right.
that was that. Yep.
No, that's very cool. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing. All right,
And the
moving on.
marketing initiative, what is it? The Digital Trust Initiative, the marketing initiative. Oh yeah, so we're just talking about developing the content for that Linux Foundation Digital Trust Initiative, right? And I
Okay.
think that would be like result in a blog.
All right, very cool. Yeah, no, thank you. That was a lot of info and good to hear about. Looks like the governance stack has a meeting scheduled for the 23rd. So that would have been today. I'm not sure if they go right before us. But was anyone able to make this meeting?
The governance stack, I believe, was last night,
Oh,
and I
all right.
missed it. It says the 23rd, huh? Because there's governance architecture and governance stack, and I missed the one last night. Oh, recap of so that is coming up. Shit, I hope I'm not missing that one. Because I did want to make that, yeah. Because as it says, it's they're going over the Bhutan presentation. No, that's coming up today at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Is
Oh,
governance stack? Yep.
perfect. Yeah, this was just as I was prepping it out, this was on their agenda. So perfect. Tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern to to recap on Bhutan's presentation. Looks
It
like
was a task force meeting that was last night, and I was not able to attend.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. All right, that's good to know. These are different meetings. I will make a note of that real quick. All right, perfect. Looks like technology stack hasn't met in a little while.
Right, because the task force are meeting, the Trust Registry Task Force and the Trust Spanning Protocol Task Force. Yeah, that's where the emphasis is.
Okay.
The Trust Registry Task Force was just prior to this, and it was all sorts of engaging.
Yeah,
All right.
exactly.
Yeah, would you be able to give us a quick summary, either of you?
I could hazard one maybe. It was a bunch of discussion about precisely what our goals ought to be, et cetera, and doing some wordsmithing there. Also, the question that came up at the end was, we've described the trust registry as living on the trust task layer, and in the fact that you would consult the trust registry as part of determining the various trustworthiness of other trust tasks. And the question was, well, do we make the API on top of the trust spanning layer protocol or something more like an HTTP API? And that's unresolved, but it was good consensus that that was the right thing to talk about. So I suspect that will be part of future conversations. So it was good. It was mostly sort of this is still in the vein of sort of figuring out exactly the goals, but the conversation was really good. The chat was so good that they're saving the chat alongside the video because there's a bunch of good stuff in there.
All right. Well, very cool. We'll make sure to get that
Yes, definitely
updated.
still in the sausage making process, and just defining where the trust decisions are made. Are trust decisions part of the trust protocol? Is the trust protocol generic, and trust decisions are made in the trust registry? So that those type of things, and then the difference between a trust registry and a trust list. Yeah, anyhow.
Okay. Well, no, awesome. Thank you both for kind of summarizing and sharing there. I'm uncertain. Have any of you been to these meetings? I don't see any dates and didn't come up in my prepping.
Yeah, trust spanning. Yeah, that was last night. There was the APAC and the last night, and the regular one was yesterday, the trust spanning. Yeah, and I think it was Wenjing did both presentations yesterday. So Sam Smith did a presentation, Wenjing. Daniel, then Wenjing was yesterday. Oh, but Michael did it. Yeah, that's right. Wenjing and Michael Herman swapped. So it was Wenjing's turn yesterday. Basically, he had, I don't know, 50, 60 page presentation just breaking down his concepts of what a trust spanning protocol would have to encapsulate, basically. And we're all trying to use like the internet protocol and the stack, the seven layer whatever of internet protocol, like what actually goes on at that IP layer versus TCP versus all that. So as you have noted there, there's four different approaches, and we just did the fourth one last night. And now it's just going to be further combining and refining.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Perfect. And then ACDC Task Force, if anyone was able to join this one, would you have any updates? Okay. And AI and Metaverse technology seems to be falling off.
I haven't been participating in those. I haven't heard any updates.
All right. Good to know. Thank you. Well, yeah, we do have links to the groups if anyone wants to follow up on those. It looks like the Ecosystem Foundry working group met on the 16th. Was anyone able to make this meeting? All right. Looks like they were discussing the value of SSI instead of PKI and convincing the government's discussing how to convince the government about the risks and concerns of having a centralized database, which hopefully they had some good ideas on that. Looks like concepts and terminology been on the 13th. Was anyone able to make this one? Okay.
No, and the only thing I heard related to that was this common glossary. We're trying to create a common glossary, so I think it would fit under concepts and terminology. And one of the discoveries was that in Europe, the ESIF lab, the European Self-Sovereign Identity Foundation, has a good glossary. And so we're definitely referencing that in ours. So anyhow, that was the big news that I took away. ESIF glossary. Very good.
All right. Good to know. Thank you. It looks like the DIDCOM spec working group meets on the first Monday, so they haven't met since we did.
The users group was this week, though.
The users group. All right. Would you be able to tell us about that, Sam?
Talked a little bit about the DIDCOM V2 interop stuff being planned for IW. Lance is leading that with Roots ID. Some updates on DID Peer 3, and then we talked a little bit about a comparison with OpenID Connect. I should be more clear. The OpenID for VC stuff, which is both issuance and presentation, and where they were similar and where they're different. There's going to be, I have a PR open that with some of the things we've talked about in that call for adding to the DIDCOM book that lives on didcom.org. So it was a good call.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Sam. And then the interop group looks like they haven't met since our last meeting. The IoT special interest group looks like they also haven't met unless someone else knows more than me on that one, but I was unable to find a new meeting. W3C standard group looks like no movement in a little while. And then the community credentials group met on the 28th last. So that is the end of updates, unless anyone else has something.
I was pretty sure it was the
I'm sorry, was Daniel, it the you 20? Cut out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it was the W3C CCG group that had the NIST meeting, you know, on 863-4. And I thought that was last week. I'm pretty sure it was the CCG, but it was specifically dedicated to the, you know, NIST. So they did a presentation, their summary of what 863-4 did, you know, what's new, what's different from dash three. And then they opened it up to the questions and, but yeah, and I believe.
I think that was 3 weeks ago on March 2nd.
I'm sorry, Daniel, you're cutting out again. Yeah, if you're trying to speak.
Yeah, I would definitely check. I think the W3C CTG last week was the NIST one.
All right, I will double check and update the page then and see what I can find on that. Thank you. I know we had some people join a little bit later, so I'm just going to go through announcements one more time really quickly. No speaker today, but if you know anyone or have an idea that you'd like to talk about, we're always open. You can email me or Shar. That's tim@ndco.tech or shar@ndco.tech. For announcements, we have IW coming up April 18th to 20th, and then also the NIST DIG. The guidelines are taking comments up until March 24th. So if you want to make your thoughts known on it, right, we've talked about it a little bit today, but you can email them by tomorrow to put in some input on that. And then we also have a note about the trust spanning protocol and some slides from Daniel. Daniel, do you want to talk a little bit about these slides here, or should they just look over them themselves?
Well, those were the NIST 863-4 review slides. That was what I presented at the steering committee meeting.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. Yeah, that is pretty much everything we had to cover for today then. If you want to see Daniel's slides, they're right there at the top of our page for the meeting today, and I encourage you to check that out. But yeah, unless anyone else has any announcements, I'd say we're good to let the call go.
Thanks, Tim.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Have a good week.